Listening to AppleNet, your weekly source of information for Apple Inc. I am Sam Reyes, your host, and I'd like to thank you guys for listening so much. Right now we're kind of struggling with FeedBurner. My internet is extremely slow, so FeedBurner and iTunes are not cooperating at this moment. If you check out applenet.podbean.com, you can subscribe via iTunes, but you can't subscribe through iTunes. It'll be updated every time you open up iTunes. It'll automatically do it because of my feed. It'll do exactly the same if once I get it through iTunes. So if you've subscribed, it's pretty much the same idea. iTunes, it's taking a while. I'm really sorry about that. And now time for some news. Our first story today is at retail stores, Apple prepares to counter Vista. Apple's been waging a quiet war against Microsoft's new Windows Vista operating system in its television ads and on its website. Now the Mac maker is bringing the fight to its chain of 170 retail stores as well. Redmond Giant launched Vista at the end of last month. Apple has responded by poking fun at Vista's security upgraded process in its TV ads, as positioning the Mac as the simplest PC upgrade path in its promotional copy on its website. For Microsoft's part, Chairman Bill Gates has spoken critically of Apple's ad campaign and has dismissed claims that Vista copies innovations Apple rolled out long ago in Mac OS X. Think Secret sources recently provide details of Apple's effort to counter Vista on another front, its chain of retail stores. The company has distributed a 6-page document to its sales representatives, suggesting ways for them to tout the Mac's advantages over Vista. Framed as bringing customers beyond Vista, Apple's key messages for its sales reps center around Vista's upgrade hassles, the ability to run Windows, the need to choose from multiple versions of Vista, and the expense of Vista compared to Mac, OS X, and iLife. Now, this actually hits me directly. I'm not even joking. I just got a Vista laptop. It's an HP. I haven't really looked at it that hard. And then I also bought the Windows Ultima, whatever it's called, for home. And I'm putting that on my XP Professional laptop. I don't know how that's going to work, but it'll work out fine. So I've installed it on my laptop, and right now this is coming from a Vista Windows laptop. I've got a Mac G4 in my bedroom, and then I've got a G5 PowerBook. So this hits me totally directly, and it's true. It seriously, I'm not gonna lie, my G4 upgrade to my G5 laptop has been so much quicker to has been so much easier and quicker to do that than it was to upgrade Vista for my XP. Now, Dignation had a show, I think it was in December, where you could permanently activate Vista if it was like an illegal copy. This has been a really big problem because of Windows Genuine Advantage, and I don't want to go into too much detail, but I think even Twit did a show about Windows Genuine Advantage and kind of talked more in depth about it. So basically, overall, Vista is getting really tough to use, and it's really hard for upgrading, and I agree, this story is totally true. Our next story is that New York may ban iPods while crossing city streets. New Yorkers who heedlessly cross city streets while listening to their Apple iPod or fumbling with other electronic devices such as cell phones may face a hefty fine from the city. This is straight from AppleInsider.com, who I find a very reliable source. The state senator Carl Krueger is expected to introduce legislation today that would impose a $100 fine for people who continue to use their electronic gadgets, such as iPods, Blackberries, and video games, while crossing the street. Kruger said Tuesday that three pedestrians in his Brooklyn district were killed in recent months upon stepping into traffic while distracted by their electronic device. It's kind of weird because as I'm looking at this, I look across and I don't know who their advertiser is for Apple Insider, but I'm looking at this and it has Telenav, a basically it looks like a Nokia E62, and it's called Telenav, and it tells you like where businesses are and stuff, and it looks like a BlackBerry. I mean, this makes me laugh so hard that all this all that is being advertised is exactly against what the story says. So then there's a quote from him, and it says that government has an obligation to protect its citizenry, he said in a telephone interview with the AP. This electronic gadgetry is reaching at the point where it's not only becoming an endemic, but it's creating an atmosphere where we can have a major public safety crisis at hand. New York streets are frequently consumed with gadget-wielding and earbud-bearing residents who are looking to fire off that extra email or pass the brunt of their daily commutes with a tune. I'm not trying to intrude on that, Kruger said, but what's happening is they're turning into their iPod or BlackBerry or cell phone or video game, while they're walking into speeding buses and moving automobiles. It's becoming a nationwide problem. Well, here's what I have to say to that. This is New York, so it's very busy. I do agree. But the thing is, I would love to see Kruger come out with some statistics telling me approximately how many of the people walk to or use a commute that does not, per se, how I put this in terms you could understand. A percent of people who do not use the subway or bus system or any of their mass transit systems and do maybe walk or bike and use iPods. I don't think that they're, most of the time, those who are using these things while walking normally know what they're doing. I don't think there's that many people who are getting killed. So, I mean, when he says this, it's kind of relief. It's kind of comedic, but it's kind of not. It's kind of serious. But he really pinned it on Apple pretty hard. Apple and BlackBerry. But think about it. It's got 62% of the market share in MP3 players. And then they talked about BlackBerries. Well, this is a business city. A lot of people do have BlackBerries or other types of phones. Now, when you say video games, I don't know that many percent of people who are using video games while walking, unless they bring like a portable TV with them and bike around or walk around with it attached to them. Besides that, I think really this guy's got a point, but it's not a big enough. He doesn't have enough from this news report that it's enough to really go for a whole legislation on it. One thing before I get to the next story is I kind of wanted to bring up this small little fact. It has nothing to relate to the New York story that I found. Recently, Apple just let out the new Shuffles, which are colored shells, just like the iPod Mini and the iPod Nano. This is really interesting that they did this. It's kind of cool. They added a new color. I'm waiting for the video to have this. I really want the video to expand. I also see that this is like a new wave of stuff, but I'm also thinking, and I'm trying to connect all this iPod stuff to the iPhone, is the iPhone the end of the iPod? That's what I want to know, because how many people, what's the next generation of iPod? I mean, it's obviously the iPhone, but there's got to be something else for video capability that you can use besides the iPod Nano and the iPod Shuffle. There's got to be something with video capability. And, there's like a hierarchy of iPods. There's the iPod Shuffle, then the iPod Nano / Mini, and then there's the iPod full version. And I'm waiting for this to have multi-touch like they've been saying the iPhone's going to have. So I'm really excited. I love the new colors for the shuffle. It's pretty cool. My friend just got the orange one, and I also checked out my other friend's green one, and they're pretty cool. I mean, it's the shuffle, whatever. But really, I'm really waiting for more of like the iPod regular stuff. For more of that to come out. Also, another news update. Up 3 cents, Apple Inc. stock 86.18. Now for our next story. It's official. Apple and the Beatles kiss and make up. Apple and the Beatles' parent company, Apple Corp., said Monday they have entered into a new agreement concerning the use of the name Apple and Apple logos, ending a testy trademark dispute dating back nearly 3 decades. Under the new agreement, which replaces a pact from 1991, Apple will own all the trademarks related to Apple and will license certain of those trademarks back to Apple Corp. for their continued use. In addition, the ongoing trademark between the companies will end with each party bearing its own legal costs. Apple continuing to use its name and logos on iTunes. We love the Beatles, and it has been painful being at odds with them over these trademarks, said Apple chief executive Steve Jobs. It feels great to resolve this in a positive manner, and in a way that should remove the potential further disagreements in the future. The terms of settlement were not disclosed. Last May, a London High Court judge sided with Apple in the most recent cases brought on by Apple Corp., which charged the iPod makers' use of the Apple logo alongside its iTunes and music digital player products was in the breach of the firm's 1991 contract. Apple Corp. was ordered to pay Apple's legal bill, estimated at £2 million. Monday's announcement effectively ends the long-standing dispute between the two companies, which dates back to the early 1980s. It may also lend a credence on ongoing reports that firms plan to further bury the hatchet of kicking off an exclusive arrangement by which Beatles music catalog will be available through Apple's iTunes download service. It's great to put this dispute behind us and move on, said Neil Aspinall, manager of Apple Corp. This year, the years ahead are ongoing to be very exciting for us. We wish Apple Inc. every success and look forward to many years of peaceful cooperation with them. Jobs has been courting this British rock group, arguably the most prestigious name to thus far escape the digital download music scene, to join his iTunes revolution for some time. Speculation on the matter reached all-time highs last month, as news reported suggested the two parties were close to an arrangement that would give iTunes first shot at the online distribution of the Beatles songs, including a three-month exclusive that would begin with the release of the Beatles' Cirque du Soleil project, Love, on Valentine's Day. Though such a deal remains unconfirmed, many Apple and Beatles followers gained inspiration from the flagrant display of Beatles propaganda during Jobs' recent keynote address in San Francisco. An iTunes pack, they believe, may be just days away. Now, this is kind of weird, because as I said, I just was on iTunes. I didn't see anything for the Beatles, and I've been hearing this for a long time. Beatles are coming, Beatles are coming. The weird thing is, well, if the Beatles are going to get first shot, doesn't that mean that everybody's going to get a shot then? I mean, equally, Apple Corp. is one of the... If you think about it in copyright terms, Apple Corp. is this gigantic web that is... It's almost like a Sudoku puzzle that no one can solve. Getting the Beatles music would be like getting the world to get over global warming, if there's such a thing. It's amazing to me how Apple Corp. has dealt with this. This story sounds like it's all hugs and kisses, which I don't think that's happening. Unfortunately, it doesn't sound like Apple Corp. really thinks that. They're pretty pissed off right now. Right now, they're in England, and they're just totally pissed off. The weird thing is I thought that all of the Beatles songs were distributed. I think like a few of them are owned by some of the Beatles and Apple Corp. But after that, I thought everything else was owned by separate people themselves, such as Michael Jackson. I believe that you know, he owned a few songs, I believe. Well, thank you, listeners. This is all we have for AppleNet's latest weekly announcement. Please go and check out some of the news information. Go to our website at applenet.podbean.com, or you can check out digg.com, dig.com. That's where some of our news comes from, and Apple Insider and apple.com. Check us out. We're going to be on iTunes sometime soon once our internet is back up and running. So just check out those websites. This episode should be up pretty soon. I hope you guys get to hear it. And check also our feed is, I believe, feed.feedburner.com/AppleNet. Otherwise, just check out the normal website and you'll be all cool with that. We also have like a subscribe part in the bottom of our page, and you can subscribe with iTunes and that will work. Or you can just do a normal feed like live bookmarks straight from Mozilla Firefox. So guys, that's all the time we have left. I am Sam Reyes, and I hope you have a great day. Let it be. Let it be. Apple shall let it be. Both of them. Thank you very much. Bye.